Chapter 16. The Divine and Demoniac Natures.
O son of Bharat, I will now explain the fruits of the banyan tree, both good and bad. The 26 good fruits are fearlessness, purification, spiritual knowledge, charity, self-control, sacrifice, Vedic study, austerity, simplicity, non-violence, truthfulness, freedom from anger, renunciation, tranquility, aversion to fault-finding, compassion, freedom from covetousness, gentleness, modesty, determination, vigor, forgiveness, fortitude, cleanliness, and freedom from envy and the passion for honor. These transcendental qualities belong to godly men endowed with divine nature. The six bad fruits in which the demons partake of are ostentation, pride, desire for respect, anger, harshness, and lack of discrimination. These qualities belong to those of demoniac nature, O son of Pritha. They are carried over from a person's last life and can be observed from birth. But what of my qualifications, Krishna? Do I possess these demoniac qualities? In the past, I've been angry and I have spoken harshly to my superiors, and now I'm about to kill my relatives. Certainly, I will go to hell. O Pandava, O Kshatriya by birth, this activity of fighting is ordained by Shastra, and thus it is not demoniac for you. Violence and anger are condemned only outside of battle for a Kshatriya. You are a Kshatriya, and your arrows are religious, so do not lament. Arjuna, in this world there are two types of created beings. One is called the divine, and the other the demoniac. I have already explained to you at length the divine qualities. Now hear of the demoniac. Those who are demoniac do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done. Neither cleanliness, nor proper behavior, nor truth is found in them. Why are they not truthful, Krishna? They are not truthful because they are concerned only with the body. What are their teachings, my Lord? Their teachings are like the teachings of the vulture and the jackal, who both speak very learned words. One day, a beautiful young boy died in the forest. The family came to the forest to perform the last rites. The jackal told the family that they should stay there, whereas the vulture tried to convince them to go home. The purpose of both of them was simply to eat the body, because the vulture eats during the day and the jackal eats at night. In this way, demoniac people speak philosophy just to achieve their own ends. They claim that this world is unreal, with no foundation and no God in control. They say it is produced of sex desire and has no cause other than lust. What is the result of following such a philosophy, Krishna? Following such conclusions, the demoniac who have no intelligence engage in horrible works meant to destroy the world. Taking shelter of insatiable lust and absorbed in conceit and false prestige, the bewildered demons take vows to engage in impious activities. Due to illusion, they fix ideas for sense gratification in their minds. They never decide upon their goals by Shastra. Thus, they take foolish vows. Such desires are like vicious crocodiles and will destroy them. They believe that to gratify the senses is the prime necessity of human civilization. Even if they read Shastra, they conclude that life's goal is to enjoy. Unto the end of life, their anxieties are immeasurable. Bound by a network of hundreds and thousands of desires and absorbed in lust and anger, they secure money by illegal means for sense gratification. When they obtain such illegal money, these demons think,
so much wealth do I have today, and I will gain more according to my schemes. So much is mine now, and it will increase in the future more and more. He is my enemy, and I have killed him, and my other enemies will also be killed. I am the lord of everything. I am the enjoyer. I am perfect, powerful, and happy. I am the richest man, surrounded by aristocratic relatives. There is none so powerful and happy as I. I shall perform sacrifices by my own power, and thus I will go to heaven. I will enjoy with the apsaras there, and kiss them and enjoy.
Arjuna, in this way, such persons are deluded by ignorance. They become too strongly attached to sense enjoyment and fall down into hell. Self-complacent and always impudent, they want big titles and mahapuja. They perform sacrifices to cheat others. They concoct processes of religion. They concoct deities and new mantras. Deluded by wealth and false prestige, they try to impress others and collect great wealth. They sometimes proudly perform sacrifices in name only, without following any rules and regulations. Bewildered by false ego, strength, pride, lust, and anger, these demons envy me as well as the Vedas. They are envious and use improper logic to find fault in the Vedas and myself. What is the fate of such people, Krishna? Those envious rascals who are the lowest among men will never become free. I throw them into violent, demoniac species of life. They act in those species according to their own nature, and thus they go to hell. Is there any chance that after many births, these souls will become purified and then freed, Krishna? After misusing their human birth, these foolish people go down and take animal births and cannot get out. There is no hope for them. Not only do they not attain me, but they will not even attain a good birth. The Vedas confirm this. But Lord, you are Satya Sankalpa. Your desires are all instantly fulfilled. You can do it. You can save them. Yes, Arjuna, it is possible for me to interfere with their minute independence, but I will not do that because there is no seed of this desire in their heart. Oh, Krishna, there are so many demonic qualities. How can I give them all up? Just give up three, Arjuna, lust, anger, and greed, for these are the three gates that lead to hell. Every sane man should give these up, for they lead to the degradation of the soul. Even if one has a divine nature, he should be very careful of these three. O Krishna, what is the result of giving them up? The man who has escaped these three gates of hell, O son of Kunti, performs acts conducive to self-realization and gradually attains the supreme destination. What is the destination of one who gives up Shastra and acts morally, but according to his whim, Krishna? He who disregards scriptural injunctions, Arjuna, and acts according to his own whims, attains neither perfection nor happiness, nor the supreme destination. Therefore, one should understand what is his duty by the rules of scripture. Knowing such rules and regulations, one should act so that he may gradually be elevated.